Baruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. It is a great schus to be united together, even if just by Zoom, with the Chicago community that I love so dearly. The work of the center over all the years, the Chicago Center for Torah and Chesed, is Berumo Shel Olam. I've been involved in so many different ways through the shiurim with Rabbi Muscat Shlita. I don't even know how many years. We were going over some of the previous shiurim the other day. With all the chesed that is done, with individuals that came to Chicago, and achnosos orchim, and bikur cholim, and all different types of services provided by the center. The Rebbe Shlita, and the entire center, and the kollel, and everyone should go mechayel ochoil mitoch hachava. Believe me, we here in New York learn a lot from what is going on in Chicago, particularly from your Mossad. I would like to thank Rabbi Muscat Shlita. I don't know anywhere at all that it's chus that anybody has to have such a director, a rav that understands all areas of Jewish communal service, a rav that does not stop asking and does not stop in order to cover the interests and to address the needs of everybody in the community. I can just think over the conversations that we've had over the years. He is an amazing administrator. I think if he were here in New York, we would have less problems, but we'll talk about that another time. Today, it is a great zechus, as it has been many times, to have as sponsors of the holiday program this year, my good friend, Yedid, Mr. and Mrs. Yosef Davis, not only a friend of mine, but a friend of Klal Yisrael. It's Le'iloi Nishmas, Simcha Eliezer David Davis. May his neshama have an aliyah in shamayim and all the good that is done throughout the world. Le'ilo nishmasai be a tremendous nachas ruach to him in Gan Eden and should be a source of great nechama and simcha to the entire mishpacha. We have a difficult subject to deal with. It's a subject that I would say is probably on the cutting edge today and one of the most important subjects that there are. Anything that happens in the world needs a Das Torah. If we needed Das Torah up until this past year, that was one thing. But the Das Torah that we need from this particular year onwards is something that is amazing because every day and every moment, there was another question, another shaila, another ashkapa, another what's going on? What's happening with this? What's the magefa doing to this world? What does Ribbono Shel Olam want us to understand? And the truth is, we know that at any given point, that an individual has to be mechazik themselves. Whatever is going on in the world, we always have to understand that there is a reason for it and that Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, better days are going to come ahead. As I was reminded by Rav Muscat, Tichle Shonet Loiseho, we always say it's in the calendar. I have three calendars, Ezra's Torah, I have the Belzer calendar, it all says it. At the end of the year, Tichle Shonet Loiseho. So a lot of the years, you take a look at the calendar and you say, I'm not so sure that this year had that many klolos. Okay, it wasn't all great, but wasn't that bad. When anyone is going to come to that sentence on the luach, on the calendar this year, they're going to be mispala l'Hashem, tichle shana l'leseo, that all the curses and everything bad that happened in the past year should be finished, should be gone. That's it. And from now on, techel shana u'bircheseo. And as we learn in Maseches Megillah, it should now begin the year with all of its brachos. As we know, it says, Mipi Elyon, Lo Seitzei Haro'i Satoiv, that from Hashem does not go out anything bad. So we are very, very careful because we know that even though it seems like it's not so good, but really if we were able to perceive it in truth, there is good to it. And that is a very deep understanding that we have throughout our entire lives. An interesting thing was asked by the great Sadigera Rebbe, not the new Sadigera Rebbe Shlita, but the first Sadiger Rebbe. And that Rebbe asked the following, Techel Shana. I can understand, Techel Shana. Hashem, begin the new year with all brachas. I want Parnasa, Mesuras Tavas, and Simchas, and I want a lot of things I have on my list for Rosh Hashanah. However, why do I have to go B'loshen Shlila and say, why do I got to talk about the past and what went on and the end that year? I'll just say, Hashem, begin the new year. Give me brachos. So it's an interesting idea that Hashem Yisbarach was quoted. Yosef told his brothers, Elukim chashva l'toiva. You thought you were harming me, but Elukim chashva l'toiva. Hashem only had good in mind. Hashem had in mind that by my suffering, by my going to Arche Shmuelim, by being sold to the Arabs, by going down and suffering in Mitzrayim, by being falsely accused, by languishing away in the prison. What was it for? It was in order to pave the way for the future Geula. As we know that everything that happens, happens for a reason called the Avid Rachmana Letav Avid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good. So the Knesset Mordechai explains that even though Hashem is misnaig, B'midas HaDin, that sometimes it is that the divine attribute of judgment of Din plays a part. However, Elokim Chashva L'Toiva, the name for Hashem that is used in the pasuk is Elokim. Sometimes the B'midas HaDin Chashva L'Toiva. It means that there's good coming to us, even though we weren't able to see it at that time. And therefore we say, Tich Leshana Gleseha, that all the bad should stop, all of the curses should stop. What we think not to be good. Why? Because we don't have the ability to see that it's good. We ask Hashem, Techel Shono Bechosel. It should begin. We should be able immediately to see all the good that happens in the world and to be able to be masig it with our own grasp and our own understanding. I want you to know, I had a very strange call. There was a young couple that came in. The young couple wanted to have a bracha before their simcha, before their chasna. And I tell you the truth, we're very careful. Everybody, especially during that time, was wearing masks, socially distancing, as is the correct procedure even now. And I was very careful, so I told them that if you'd like to meet, I'll meet you in the driveway. And I did that a number of times. It was a large driveway outside, and I set up a table, and I let the couple come in, and I sat a distance away, and we met. The couple said, we are extremely poor. We're a poor couple. But we would like to give $100 to Tzedakah, and we would like, in exchange for your bracha, we would like you to be the shliach to distribute the $100. I said, wonderful, but the $100, maybe you want to take it for your own selves. They said, no, Rebbe, you don't understand. We had delayed the wedding because we weren't able to make a wedding. We weren't able to afford the hall. We weren't able to afford all the things that go along with the hall. All of a sudden, the magepa broke out. Our wedding is going to take place in a schoolyard of a yeshiva. And there, the band has offered to come for free. And there is a person that has flowers that has offered to bring the flowers for free. No matter how hard we try to pay for something, nobody wants to take our money. So, Peshvach v'hidoyah l'Hashem, that we are able to get married, we want to give $100. Shvach v'adoy el Hashem. I take a look at that and I say, wow, wow, look at this. The magepa came along and indeed it has made many, many simchas postponed. Many simchas had to be meted down, had to be with a measure. But look at this couple. They had the ability to get married. And they came, and they asked to take a picture. So the picture, the couple was standing quite a few feet away, and I was standing there. And I said, this is one of the only times I've said it. I said, do me a favor, send me a picture. I would like to have a memento of such a couple. So it brings us to our first shaila. Should one postpone a simcha during this time? Now, on all of these, there's yesh tzadim lekan, yesh tzadim lekan. There are different schools of thought, different opinions. As we know, dover be'ito mato, it is very good that a person should have a dover be'ito, that it should be in the proper time. Sometimes, a mitzvah bo liyodcha, al tach mitzena. You have a mitzvah that comes to your hand, al tach mitzena. Don't let it go. Don't let it run away, because when you delay a mitzvah, it may not happen. Yetzer hara tells you, listen, you don't have to start the learning today. Start it next week. They're going to have a shiur every week in the Torah Center. You don't have to worry about it. Start next week. Okay, next week. Then next week? Okay, so I delayed 1 week and I'll delay it another week. Really, I wanted to give the tzedakah. But you know, I could wait a little bit. Maybe there'll be a special occasion and then I'll give it. And then it's delayed. We learned an interesting thing. Talmud Bavli, Maseches Megillah. V'hoyel denitcha yitchu. That sometimes when the reading of the Megillah is deferred for another day, so that it can be deferred. Sometimes the tainus is deferred. There can be a sheet. Okay, it won't happen at all. A person should know that sometimes when things are delayed, it isn't a good thing to go through with it. So the simcha will be smaller. So maybe it's going to be a minyan mitzumtzum. I had a Talmud that called me up and said, Rebbe, how can we do this? We are allowed to have this many people. They live in Long Island. We're allowed to have this many people in the simcha. I said, yeah. He says, but our family is so big, that's all I could have, and not even all the members of our family could be at the simcha. What should we do? Their shaila was, are you allowed to sneak a few people in under the fence? The answer is, of course, dina de machusa dina, that you gotta listen. It's a halach and shulchan aruch. It's not a choice whether you want to or whether you're not. It's a din and shulchan aruch, dina de machusa dina. It's not something that I can fool around with. I cannot try to bend the rules or break the rules. It's a din and shulchan aruch. I gotta be careful with it. So I told them, no, even one or two people, you should not go over the limit. And it's an interesting thing, because I'm going to Rabbi Akiva Eger in his time, when there were certain limits to people that could gather, I'm going to Rabbi Akiva Eger enlisted the help of the army to make sure that everybody would comply with government regulations. I'm going to Rabbi Akiva Eger did that. So how much more so in our generation, a generation that we're used to a certain amount of hefkeres, a certain amount of looking the other way, how much more so should we be careful? I have suggested to many of the couples, go ahead. Everything has been set up. It may not be exactly the chasana that you suggested, but do it. There is a family here in New York, Kamalar, and they made a chasana. And it was a beautiful chasana. It was also in a schoolyard. And I was invited. And there they had the chairs set up. I never saw such a beautiful chasana. Never. Why? Because the simplicity, the great emuna pshuta, making a simcha during this time is something that has a chance to dispel a lot of the darkness. Ma'at min ha-choshech, ma'at min ha-or, a little bit of light, doch ha-harba min ha-choshech, will be able to push away a lot of the darkness. And that's what these places did. And in fact, that mishpacha was not even able to make a sheva bracha, so it was in the height of the magepa. So the sheva bracha, Shabbos sheva brachas, who doesn't look forward to that? Even the Shabbos sheva brachas they weren't able to have. And they asked a shaila every single day. I got a call on the next step. Family listens to Das Torah. A family that asks the Rav. You know that that family is going to be blessed. La'ol me'ad. So that's the idea, that an individual should not push off something good that's to happen. Do it. Take care of it. Vayashkem Avram Bavoyker. Avram Avinu got up early in the morning for Akedis Yitzchok. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that was easy? Someone would tell me to do something I didn't exactly relish the thought of doing. I probably would not put it on the top of my list. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Avram Avinu got up early in the morning, and so is too for every mitzvah. I was asked by a chassan, another interesting shaila. He wanted to wait until there'll be a really big wedding. Really big wedding. Huge wedding. You know, some weddings, they have so many people, I can't even tell you. I went to a chassan and they asked me to come. I didn't make the chuppah. I felt bad. So I came during the dancing. You know how long it took me? It was in Queens. And how long it took me to find just the father of the chassan in the crowd? It took me a long time. So the chassan says, Rebbe, I want, it should be a bigger crowd. I looked at him. Okay, so the chassan will be 1,000 people, be 100 people, be 150, whatever the regulation is. So I said to him, is that a difficulty? He said, well, you know, I really want a lot of people. I said, I know, but we can't have everything that, you know, we thought about during this time. We have to change the perception a little bit of what is a Levedika Simcha Dika Chasna. He says, no, Rebbe, not that way. I want Beroivam Hadus Melech, that for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there's a big Chasna. So when he said Beroivam Hadus Melech, I wasn't sure which Melech he's talking about. Melech Melchem Lochim, or Chasan Doimel Melech. So I said to him, listen, my good friend, is there another reason? He says, yeah, well, you know, I'm a little bit nervous. It's a big step for me, and I'm not used to taking a lot of big steps. I said, oh, now we can talk tachlis. But the other, Roy Mamados Melech, that's a different cheshman. Ribbono Shel Olam is happy. Borei Olam is happy when you have 10 people at the chasana. It's also a beautiful chasana. When we come to Dina de Machusa Dina, which affects us very much, I'm not sure if you are aware. A lot of things are more pronounced in New York. The crowds, the minyanim. I was asked an unbelievable shaila, in fact, many shailas, about attending minyanim, limiting crowds, observing all of the government rules and guidelines. Restaurants were not able to operate. There are restaurants that if you put them out of work for 3 months, 4 months, chas v'shalom, they keep after paying rent. What's the future? What's going to happen to them? Are they allowed to open? Can you open the side door? Can you open the basement door? Can you make a tunnel from another place that they should come up into the restaurant? Many of those questions existed. And many times, it was that the people really want to listen. They really want to know what the halach is. On the other hand, what do they do? What do they do with their businesses? What do they do with the money that they have to bring in for their own families? It's a shaila chamura. And the government's very, very strong about certain services that are performed for people. Haircuts, barbers, and so forth, and all kinds of salons were closed. So there's a lot of shailas. But one that is extremely interesting is that there was a certain edict that came out against the parks. Now, in Williamsburg, Borough Park, thousands and thousands of children. They're in cramped little apartments, apartments that can't suit more than 4 or 5. Sometimes you could have 8, 9 children plus the parents in there. So a necessity are the city parks, the playgrounds, the city parks. However, the city parks and playgrounds were all closed. Not only they were closed, but they were locked with a padlock. They were locked with a chain going around. The shaila came up. What happens that there's a certain individual that went around. He had a, I don't know how you call it, the clippers that take care of a lock. And he was Matir Asurim. He came to the different playgrounds and he started to snip off the chain link. Okay. And, the news reporters came around and all the children, I mean, you had literally hundreds and hundreds of children started to dancing and singing when the playgrounds were open. They could go. And the truth is, it was also sakana. Tell them to be crowded in their place, crowded in their little apartment in the front in the soup. That's also not an answer. So at least they could spread out. So the question came about, did the person with the cutters, did he do right or did he do wrong? Is he a hero or something else? And it's interesting because everybody started to weigh in on it. Och and bay that it had to come to this. Och and bay, woe is to us that it had to reach such a state. But many people got very upset. And then they showed that he didn't cut the lock. He wasn't mafsid the lock. Shulchan Aruch, right? Shava pruta, not a shava pruta. He only cut one of the links of the chain. And that was able to open up the door. So the question is, all of these things, entering into spaces reserved for public use. What happens if they say you can't enter into the public space? Then on the other hand, if somebody does something wrong, do two wrongs make a right? Is that correct or not? Question was, we had our share of protests. As I understand, the Chicago community had a few protests itself. Over here, it was a Wild West. It was Hefkeris. It was forget about anything. So the people timed, what's wrong with us going to the playground every night? There are thousands of people sweltering in the heat of night, sweating, no masks, no social distancing, gathering together, wreaking havoc in the streets. Why are they allowed? That's mutter. And the other one is not. Why? What's the reason? Can you set up such a svara and say, well, look what they're doing on one hand, so why do we have to follow the law on the other hand? But this again is svaras. Svaras, we got to be very careful to know whether we're allowed to start thinking and to start rationalizing in our own way. It is extremely important that the government has control. And I don't want to get involved in the political issues of whether an army should be sent in or armed forces of security into local cities where it seems to be that either the policemen had their arms tied behind their back or were given an order that they're afraid to do whatever. Maybe the police will be hurt. That's also a shiloh. So the question is, what do? The truth is, the government has to have strong authority over the law and order of the world, of the United States of America, of each and every state and community. And in fact, it happened one time that in the times of the great Goyim, the Rogachover. So the Rogachover, it happened to be that the Tsar died. He passed on. So some people came in and they began to sing, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv, Hoidu Hashem. The Rogachover says, well, what's the simcha today? He said, Rebbe, you didn't hear the Tsar died. The Rogachover started to cry, oi, 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 the hefkeris that will break out. The lawlessness that will break out. What does it say in Avos? In Avos it says, Ilmale mara malchus, the person didn't be afraid, didn't have fear of the malchus, ish esreyeo below, that everyone would go and they would infringe on the next person. They would take away the next person's right. They may even, chas v'shalom, hurt that person. So it is important that there is law and order in the government. Certainly, in the elections that we are facing right now, it will be one of the deciding factors, although it has not been brought out to the best of my knowledge, and those that are politically in the know and give me a certain amount of updates, I haven't heard it yet, but we should be interested in knowing that there's going to be law and order in the streets. That affects everybody. Those in the Midwest, when those homeowners protected their own home and stood outside with a gun and were then brought to trial for doing that, for defending themselves. This is a constitutional right. Anybody will tell you. So we have to know what does the government and those that are running, what do they have in mind? Now, I just remembered that it was a few years ago when we were facing the election with our current president, President Trump, and Mrs. Clinton, when they were involved in a very heated election, and the Chicago Center had the gumption and the guts to host a shir, I think it was Labor Day, I'm not positive which one it was, and Rabbi Maske forced me in order to give a shiur just on the politics, on whom to choose for a candidate. So I just want to bring up one inyan, just one thing that we said back then. The Chavetz Chaim once took a position in the parliament elections that were taking place in Europe. He was supportive of the voting and encouraged people to vote for one side. After the voting, the people came to him and they asked him, Rebbe, who won? The Chofetz Chaim says, "Es geht mir nicht an. It really doesn't matter to me. The Ribono Shel Olam won. It doesn't matter who won." So, regardless of whatever side is going to win, and it should be the right side, it should be the side that will be, of course, Mar B'Kavod Shamayim, we don't have to worry, because the truth is that Borei Olam is watching over all of us. And whoever will be the elected official, Lev Melochim Besarim B'Yad Hashem. The heart of every president, of every vice president, of every speaker of the house, of every congressman and senator is B'Yad Hashem. Okay, now we understand that there are times of kulos and there are times of chumros. Kulos, leniencies, dispensation. Chumros, stringency. A person should be lechumra on certain things during this time, and that would be on v'nishmartem me'od l'nafshoseichem. You have to be very careful about your nefesh during this time. If the medical community, and we have great doctors, b'nei Torah, b'nos Torah, who are great in the world of medicine, in immunology, that have told us and instructed us the correct way to go, and they've come out as a block together. Mi Baroish, Rabbi Aaron Glatz, Shlita, that has provided such direction to our communities. We have to listen. We have to be machmer nishmatim ma'oy l'nafshe sechem. One of the Rosh HaYeshiva in Lakewood does not come in public, and when he comes in public, he had to attend the bris. I think of a family member. They constructed for him a plexiglass hut, and he ate the suda behind the plexiglass hut. V'nishmatem oy l'nafshe sechem. A person has to be careful, very careful about all that we do. Not to be mako, not to think, okay, I'm strong, everything is great. I don't want to see the kim of the pasuk ech noflu giborim. I don't want to see that. I want that we should all know to take care of ourselves, to be healthy and strong, to take precautions, not to enter in where there are crowds, where there's masses. Doesn't matter who else is there. It really doesn't matter. It's only Marasayan. If somebody is there that will give direction to other people and say, oh, he's there, she's there, so I could also be there. It's Marasayan. A person has to be careful what they do with their own life. Everything that we eat, everything that we drink, we have to be so careful. Take a look at Rambam. Rambam, Hilchoseus, he tells us what we're allowed to eat, what we're not allowed to eat. So many things that he talks about what to do in the wintertime, in the summertime. Things that are healthy, things that are unhealthy. Many people have asked me about it. So you can imagine during a time when there is still in the world, it hasn't left completely, when there still is in the world the magepa, this plague, how careful an individual has to be. So that, machmer. Mitzvahs, v'hafriyecha kamocha, machmer. Let things go at this time. Ask mechil at this time. Be careful that I should be good with everybody. The koyach of achdus is very strong. Mizvicha Magen once said that two friends together have a stronger koyach than the malach Michael. The second thing is that a person should be very careful in lashon hara, in the way that we use our mouth. Said the great Gaon Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, immediately when the magepa struck, everybody has to be careful in lashon hara. Why? Because what happened when isolation came about, that a person had to quarantine? So he said, when do you find that in the Torah? Only by the Mitzorah. The Mitzorah had to quarantine. The Mitzorah had to go chutz l'machaneh. That's the first time we read about it. That's the headquarters. So said the great Goyim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky that we should be extremely careful in Lashon Hara, and saying anything bad whatsoever. When the great Baba Sali, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Hator Livracha, moved from Morocco to Eretz Yisrael, he went first to a neighborhood where nobody was able to speak his language. Why? Because then he could be extra careful in Lashon Hara. Extra careful in Shmiras Lashon. It didn't take long until everybody found out who Baba Sali is, and then the world had shackles with him, so he had to be careful in a different way. On these things, we have to be machmer. Kibud avayim, kibud harim umorim. How careful we have to be. Make sure that the parents have everything they need. Make sure that the parents have a good exposure for their children or for their grandchildren. They could feel in isolation. Everybody says, oh, you're over that age, so you've got to sit over there. Oh, you're there. Oh, you're careful. Oh, we don't have to be careful. A person has to be very, very nizer in giving the proper honor. Make sure for the elderly people that a person gives extra honor. Check in with them. Make sure that they're good. Make sure for Yom Tov they have what they need. For Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, maybe some will need to hear Tkiyas Shofar. Maybe they're going to, the doctor told them they should stay in. A number of people already called me about Tkiyas Shofar. Mitzvah Gedoyla. You're about to Kaya. You're not a Blood Shofar. Call up a few people. See. Make a few different Tkiyas during the day. Let them know. People will take advantage of it. It's extremely important before Yom Tov to make sure that everybody has what they need. And I just want to say one thing. I'm going to mention it like that. I get a call from a mother. And the mother says, I have a machloikis with my daughter. Machloikis with a daughter, with a family member. It touched my heart. I said, how could I help? Well, could you mediate the machloikis? I said, sure. I turned the air conditioner. We had some nights that were like 100 degrees in New York. I'm sure in Chicago, the heat also. Eretz Yisrael, Netivot is 105. But let's say the following. The mother says, before I go to sleep, I turn off the air conditioner because I can't afford it. It should blow the whole night. My daughter says, I can't sleep, Mama. It's a teenage daughter. I can't sleep. I'm up the whole night. I'm sweating. It's not fair. And she says to the daughter, what can I do? Then she said, I want you to know I'm not negei b'davar. You know, she said, Rebbe, I'm sick myself. And she listed three major problems with illness that she has, and I know that she does have it. I said to her, listen, I have to mediate this. You called me up. I want to mediate it. Okay? Are you going to be home in about a half an hour? She said, yes, Rebbe. I said, okay, I'm sending a shliach to you, and in the envelope is going to be an answer to your shiloh. Oh, Rebbe, thank you so much. It's unreal because my daughter won't, when she hears who's right, she won't argue with me anymore. Immediately, I got for her enough money that she should be able to run the air conditioner until the first cold spell will break out, that they should have the air conditioner night and day. A person, she's not allowed to go into crowds. She has to be especially careful with her health. A person has to be careful during this time. The machmer, bavreth of money, wasn't my money. It was money from the cloud. People gave me money for it. Mi ka'amcho Yisrael goyachot ba'aretz. Who is there like Klal Yisrael that will do anything when they hear that a fellow Yid is in tsar, a fellow Yid is sweating, a fellow Yid, their health could be chas v'shalom in question. So that is l'chumra. L'kula, financial demands on another person. Somebody owes money. They don't have where to make the money back from. Have to be careful at this time. Grading, judging, tamidim tamidos. We are not yet aware of the effect that the Magepa has on young people. Studies will be done in years and years ahead. But right now, who knows? Maybe they're worried. Maybe they're upset. There's a little girl, the cutest little girl. I think that she is 4 years old. So everybody knows that they started the school. So she now is going to kindergarten. She never went on the big bus before, so she's going up on the bus. So when she went up on the bus, she forgot to take her mask. The little girl, the bus driver says, "Excuse me, where's your mask?" She went like this. And she goes up. They gave her a mask. Are we aware of what the effect will be of the magefa on the young people? Grading. Grade easier. Take them into consideration what they're going through. Make the classes so that everybody can be involved in it. It is a time for understanding, a time for rachmanus. It's a time for everybody being more compassionate, that we should know that the talmidim and the talmidas, they need to get a break. They really need a break at this time. Taking medicine. How many times I'm asked about taking medicine, especially during this time when there could be a weakened system, you have to be very strong. And because of that, even people would be machmir not to take medicine. They should ask their rov, because during this time, they got to be very careful to be healthy and strong. And especially we're coming up to the Tanesim of Tzom Gedalia and then Yom Kippur. Tzom Gedalia, a person has to ask shilas if they have difficulty fasting. If Chas V'Shalom, they have any compromised health issue, they have to be very careful. I will get before Tzom Gedalia no less than I would say 100 calls with people asking about the fast. At this time, don't take it upon yourself. Don't say, I have to be machmir, I have to fast. Tshuva. I'm a person, I want to do tshuva all the time, especially some good. If you're healthy and you're strong and everything is good, perfect. If not, Chas V'Shalom, ask. And when you ask, listen in. Somebody before Tisha B'Av, who wasn't feeling too good, said to me, Rav, what should I do? I said, unfortunately, you're going to have to eat. So the individual says, Rav, I don't know if I can. I said, well, why did you call me to ask? If you call me to ask, it'll be soymech. The person said to me, Rav, but I would feel a little bit funny eating. I said, okay, tell me, what's your address? They told me. They happened to live on Bedford Avenue. I said, fine, I have your address. I will be over immediately after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Rav, what do you have to come for? I said, because I see that you don't want to feed yourself, so I will come in order to feed you. I'll get a mitzvah, and you'll get a mitzvah. Oh, no, Rav, you don't have to. Okay, I'll eat. That's how important it is. A person has to know when and where. Taking temperature. To take temperature, there are ways that are mutter, Shabbos. It's extremely important to take temperature. And also, I was asked in Eretz Yisrael, Shilas, about a young man who had problem breathing and was supposed to measure his breath. So I told the individual how they should do it on Shabbos, but don't skip it. They've got to make sure that the breathing is proper at this time. All of these things, and be up on all of the current ideas that the health, that the medical community says, be careful in. Know what's going on here. You have to open up a little bit and understand what it is. And if a person needs to use the telephone, they should definitely have the telephone. Have Hatzalah. Have whatever number you need pre-programmed so that you can use it immediately. Should Chas V'Shalom, a person become ill on Shabbos. You never know what it is. There is somebody here. I have a hospital a few blocks away. So somebody got ill. And they said, it was a young person. Everybody knows young people, you know, don't have to worry about it. And first they took the young person for one test and another test, one of that. What was it? It's magefa. An individual has to know that if there is a question, by all means, call. Don't leave it alone. Don't think it's okay, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll feel much better. Right now, you have to try to be machmer on v'nishmarta ma'od l'nafshaseichem. What happens when politics and religion clash? It happens sometimes, right? And we think that this is a political move. The reason why they're not allowing this or that, as we heard on the debates, not the presidential debates, the debates that were held with the doctor who is right now in, or was in charge of infectious diseases for the United States. And they said, let me ask you a question. Thousands of protesters sweating, huddled on each other. That's not going to cause the spread. But 10 people socially distanced in a house of worship is going to cause the spread. The person had no answer for it. Is it a case of religion? Is it a case of politics? Is there some reason why people don't want that in a safe, in a healthy, in a protected environment, things don't go on? One would have to question. And certainly, it is a very difficult thing. Other than I can say, exercise your constitutional right. If you have a mouth, speak. If you hear something that is not correct, you can still write. You can still email. You can still contact. We should not be quiet. Leman tzion le'echesheh. I dare not be silent. If there is anti-Semitism and they say that those that we're going to elect have to make a promise not to visit the Holy Land, not to visit Eretz Yisrael, where did you hear this from? You think you're hearing this from 100 years ago from a different country. Chas v'shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, exercise your right. Speak. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. An individual has to know that sometimes politics does play a part, and religious thinking would say in the proper way, with the proper derech eretz, using the proper channels, one should definitely exercise their voice. They should let themselves be heard. And an interesting idea, also the stores being open. So in the old days, there are a lot of interesting mices in the old days that they used to open the stores. The government would usher stores and the yid wouldn't be able to make money. So in some way they would open the store. There used to be a law that you had to keep the walk in front of your store. You had to keep it clean. It was almost impossible over there in the old country in Russia and Poland. It was a lot of snow. So what would happen is that the inspectors would come down to inspect the front of the walk. So there were some times that a store owner would be smart and he would know the inspectors are coming. So he would take out the broom and make it like he was cleaning his walk. And then the inspector would say, oh, he's a good citizen, patriotic, he's cleaning his walk. Said, I'm going with Yecheskel Levenstein, the great Mashkiach from Chatzkel. You know what? It's a very interesting thing. During Elul, we got to do tshuva. Everybody, we got to do tshuva. He said, this, that me and you should go through all the steps of tshuva. He says, but what happens if you can't do tshuva? What happens if, so at least make like you're doing tshuva. Take the broom and start sweeping around. Show Hashem. And Hashem will say that yid, at least he wants the fake that he's doing. She wants the fake that she's doing it. It'll be good enough. So says the great Rav Chatzkele. So we see that there was always a problem. There were governments that were not as straight as our government in the United States of America. There were governments that put gezeiros on Klal Yisrael. But again, we should be mispalo, l'avim shema shamayim, to Hashem Yisrael, to the Heilige Bashefer, that we should have great Rachmei Shmaya, especially in the coming year. Also, are there Shmira for the people that are Oisek B'tzochei Tzibur Be'amuna? Everybody knows that doctors, nurses, health, medical personnel, Mashkichim, all kinds of people that went to help out in the hospitals, Bikra Cholim, Hatzala, Misaskim, all the different Chevra, that were constantly involved, they did not look at the danger element. They didn't look that there's a sakana. They went and they dived into the work. It was unbelievable. Eise kidu shem Hashem. There is a shmira that they have. There's a shmira that the chaplains had. And they did such an unbelievable job. Many places they drove here with the ambulances down the road and everybody stood out clapping and singing Orzarul Atzadik. Is it tzadik? Is that tzadik is involved in such work? So a person should know, or a rov, sometimes involved frontline workers, take all the precautions. One of the people who are involved in a certain service for the community called me and I told them, you gotta suit up. You're gonna be involved in this. You gotta wear everything. That means the gown, the shoes, the hat, the mask, the shield, everything, gloves. Don't go slum. Do your job. Go as you must. And that is an important thing that we know that, shluchei mitzvah, those that do a mitzvah, einon nizaikin, they don't get harmed. But it's an interesting thing that it says in Masechta Pesachim, in Stav Ches, that's only where shchiach is not matzoi. But if, I'm sorry, where hezek is not matzoi, but where it's shchiach, that there's going to be sakana or hezek, then it may not be operative. So in today's idea, in today's world, a person has to be very careful. Of course, we're going to continue to go and to do our job and to do our emergency medical services, but we also have to keep in mind that we need to wear protective gear and use whatever means we have. The rest, Borei Olam will take care of. But we at least have to make our hishtadlus to do what is proper. World chaos and turmoil. If there can ever be, I know I'm a minute over time. If I'll have permission just to address it for a minute.
Yes, please. Please, thank you.
Unbelievable sefer. Achris Hayomim. Oitzvos Achris Hayomim. Which addresses many of the wonderful questions that will exist at the time when it will be Achris Hayomim. In those days when the Torah Kedosha tells us that Maseches Sota, all of the various things that will go on. So everybody will say, it seems to be very clear from what we're seeing right now that this is Achris Hayomim. This is the end of days that Hashem Yisbarach is refining our world and Beza Hashem Yisbarach that everything is going to be good from now on. Do we take it as a siman? Everything in the world we take as a siman. We realize that everything that has happened is a direct wake up call for you and for I to become better. Whatever we need to improve on, we all know what we need to do. So of course it is. Whether this is exactly the Achris Hayomim, that it means that we're on the days right now that are leading up to it or not. Yesh Darshim, Yesh Darshim. There are people that will have great days that will have different opinions, whether it is, whether it's not. To be certain, there isn't a question that all the things that are happening point to the idea of Achris Yomim. All the things that are happening, all the Yidin that do tshuva, all the shurim that are given, the Yidin that went in as soon as the Magepa broke out, started to give thousands of dollars to people that lost their jobs and couldn't afford it. All the chesed that is done in Klai Yisrael, the Yidin that were told you can't come to Minyan. And Imamish couldn't, they couldn't put up with it. I had people calling me every day. Could I go now? Can I go now? Can I join? I have a Yid in Lakewood, a very wonderful person who's one of the, I would say one of the pillars of the community. Call me every day. Rebbe, am I allowed to go? Can I go to the Minyan now? Can I go to the Minyan? He doesn't miss a day. Why? Because a Yid has a tremendous cheshek to serve Hashem in the way that Hashem Yisbarach set out. In the way that the Shulchan Aruch says, of course, the Minyan, the Tzibor, is the most important. Of course, the tzibur has to be in a protected environment, has to be secure, has to be done in the correct way. But we see that this has only brought out, all of this has brought out the kedusha and tahara, the beauty of the community, those that ask questions concerning mikvos at this time, people that were willing to do anything to continue the highest level of kedusha and tahara. Is an amazing thing. I believe that that in itself will help be as Mashiach Tzidkeinu. I just want to say two things that, they once came to Reb Chaim Volozhiner and they said to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, I have the Sefer Afkes Reuchel. And in that Sefer, it talks about all the bad things that are going to happen. I'm afraid all the bad things that have to happen before Mashiach will come. Reb Chaim Alozer looked at the guy and he said to him, listen, I want to tell you, I understand what you're saying, but Hashem does not have to listen to the Sefer Afkas Reichel. All the things that are written in there don't have to happen. Whatever has gone on up until now, it should be the end. All the things that whatever Klal Yisrael needed to go through, it should be over. The year ahead, Habo Aleinu V'Alko Yisrael L'Toivo, should be filled with Besuras Tovas and Simchas, Hatzlocha and Bracha, all the children going on the Derech. It should be unbelievable Shalom Bayis for each and every family. Every family should have great parnasa. Shidduchim should be made now like crazy in every family. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, will it be soon that we will hear the Pame Mashiach Tzidkenu? I believe so. Be'ezer Hashem. But we're going to continue with the holiday programs. We have to tell Rabbi Yosef Davis, you got to continue in Eretz Yisrael. We got to continue. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, it's been a big simcha to be together. The next time, I hope to be reunited with everybody in person.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Goldwasser. If you click on the bottom, there's a couple questions that have come up. A couple people have texted me as well. And again, just to the Tzibur, if anybody has any questions, we'll do our best to take them as well. Rabbi Goldwasser, can you see the questions?
Yes. The first question, if someone has already had the coronavirus and recovered, does he still have to worry about safeguarding his health? The answer I would say is 100% yes. And there's a good reason for it. Number one, unfortunately, there have been reported cases of a repeat virus, Lo'aleinu V'alkol Beis Yisrael. The second thing is, they don't know if there are various strains, Lo'aleinu, that happen in this world. At this time, since we've already trained ourselves in being careful, I would say that, just like on Hanukkah, Mailin B'Kodesh V'Ein Maridin, you continue to take care of yourself, but don't lose any of the safeguards. It is very, very good for a person to take care of themselves until we are sure that this entire tekufa is over. Okay, the next question was the idea that there are many that feel that the magepa is over or over-exaggerated and we don't need to take precautions. So I would say that there are different opinions, of course, but unfortunately here already it came out in the news that there was a wedding in Borough Park, and I don't know how they did it or how they caught it or what they did, but the police came in and there was a test from people that had attended. And unfortunately there was a spread. I hope that only light cases should have a refuah shlema b'mehera. And I can only point to the Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood who will only go to a simcha, will not go out. The simcha is protected. You can see a picture of it. Plexiglass on all sides. He's sitting eating the Suda. He's part of the family, but he's completely by himself. So we see Azat Tzadik. I saw one of the Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael. So the Bachrim, they were older Bachrim. They were in like a parking lot. They brought the Rosh Hashiva up in the car. He has like a little pocket microphone. He's sitting in the car and they open the door. He doesn't even leave the car. He just opens the door. And he is saying whatever he needs to be giving the shiur. So I think we have to take an example to be careful. Err on the side of caution. It's a smart person. And if there are those that are saying, that they don't have to worry, a tamidim or whoever, then that person certainly can listen to the one that they also always listen for Das Torah. But ourselves, as much as we can be careful, it is important to be careful. They're little kinderlach, and the little kinderlach, chas v'shalom, are susceptible, lo'aleinu v'alkol Beis Yisrael, to something else. And they've had that in the New York City hospitals. So I would say that a person should be very careful. It doesn't matter if you'd be a machmir, right? I know a guy, Davins, happens to be related to me. So by the time he finishes Shacharis, he could daven Mincha. By the time he finishes Mincha, he could start Marav. So you could take a look at him and say, oh, you're machmir. Oh, you have extra kavana. Will you make fun of him? No. Never. The same thing is, a person goes with a mask, or an individual that goes with clogs, or someone that stands socially distanced. Don't make fun. They're being careful. And each person has got to be comfortable. Hagoyin Rav Osher Weiss, and all of those that gave out different contrasim from Lakewood during the time, said, main thing is a person has to be comfortable. You need to have your comfort level. You're davening in a minyan, you got to be comfortable. You're attending a simcha, you got to be comfortable. Don't do anything that makes you uncomfortable. That's the golden rule.
So I've got a question here. Is it better to daven in a minyan where they do not wear masks, or daven by yourself? Loaded question.
It's a loaded question. I think it's even loaded for Shlomo HaMelech. Personally, I can only say what I do. I daven in a minyan with a mask. Everybody there davens and everyone socially distanced. If a person comes in without a mask, they offer the person a mask. Every once in a while, person doesn't want to wear a mask. Al tivrish min hatzibur. Don't be parish from the tzibur. I would say that we're at all possible. If the minion doesn't wear a mask, so then at least move your chair to the back. Be distanced, and at least you wear the mask. So there's percentages. If one wears a mask and the other doesn't wear the mask, what the percentages are, if you distance yourself at least, so it will be better. Or bring in your own plexiglass shield, set up shop in the base medrash, and I'm sure no one's going to be upset with you. You're going to be allowed. I came to speak in a large yeshiva, and I came in, happened to be, I wore gloves and a mask. Nobody there was gloves and a mask. A guy came over to be at the end. So he told me, Rebbe, when I saw you come in, I thought maybe you're a surgeon. It's okay. It's all right. When I went up to the stand, when I went to the Amud, which was quite a bit higher than the regular, where the Bochum was sitting, took off the gloves, I took off my mask, and I spoke. A person has to exercise caution that they are going to be satisfied that they took all the steps necessary to protect their health, the health of their families, the health of their Talmidim, their Talmidos. A person has to know it. We are now, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zed L'Zeh, we're responsible for everyone. We go to a place, we're responsible. They're little children, we're responsible for them. Every Mora, every Rebbe is responsible. We have to be careful. It's not just our health, it's the health of all of the cloud.
So on those lines, somebody else wrote, I guess another loaded question, why are so many Rabbonim who by their very nature set an example and they don't wear a mask? Now this may be, if I may be so bold, I think this is much more prevalent in the, on the East Coast than it is here in Chicago. For the most part, here in Chicago, at least from my understanding, that most of the Rabbonim are still very vigilant in terms of, wearing a mask, etc., at least during davening.
It's an excellent question. It is a very strong feeling that a person has to wear a mask or not to wear a mask. We see that because we've heard about certain crazy incidents where someone was asked in a supermarket, we wear a mask, and the person got into a physical fight. Sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, they would even badly hurt the individual that asked them. So everybody has a shita on it. If the, whatever the distinguished person is that decided not to wear it, So we have to respect them for their wisdom, for their understanding, for the shaila that they have asked. We have to respect that. I may not want to go and shake hands with that person. That's okay too. I may want to distance myself from that person. That's okay. But we should be careful not to make it something that is divisive. Rabbonim are very often judged. Very often judged. And they got to be careful. You know, people said things on every great tzaddik, on every great gadol. They went through a lot. Moran HaRav Shach. They said things on Moran HaRav Shach. I'll never forget it. I once got a letter from somebody. I'll never forget it. There was an inyan of Chilul Shabbos, and I spoke out about it. The guy wrote me a letter, a scathing letter, and I was so upset. So I called up the great Rosh Yeshiva Rav Belsky, and I said to him, Rebbe, I just got that letter. I got a letter, and it's that. Rav Belsky said, why don't you come over to my house? I have a whole drawer full of those letters. We got to know that
somebody else wants to know about blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, about putting the droplets into the air, etc. Can you address that?
So what they are doing in several of the kehilas are they're having the plexiglass, and the shofar is going to be distanced from the rest of the kahal. So hopefully the droplets will not go in that direction. There was somebody that came up with some type of like a very thin material that goes on top. Not sure about that, but people are being very careful about it in distancing. In our kehila, the person is going to be near a window, in fact, where the shofar will be slanted towards the window, and hopefully there will be only safe besuras tavos, that the people that follow the mitzvah will have an extra shmir al yoina, and everybody will be good.
Somebody else wrote here, as you can see in the Q&A box, I'm not sure this is accurate, I'm not claiming to be 100% certain, is the law in Illinois that one must wear a mask in public, including in the streets? I'm not sure if that's 100% accurate. It may be. He says, however, it does not make sense while walking outside that there is any risk of spread without stopping to speak to people. Yet we see many people, mostly non-Jews, even wearing masks in their cars. Could there be a concern of Chilul Hashem if we Jews are not technically following the law? If I could just add another person, this is a bit of a broader question, but getting back to Dina de Malchusa Dina, you see even within Dina de Malchusa, for example, you know, the speed limit may be 35 miles an hour, but you could drive by a policeman going 42 miles an hour and they're not going to stop you. So what are the real gedarim of, they may throw something out there, they may say something is law, they may say something is strongly recommended. What really falls into the category of Dina de Malchusa that is, we'll call it obligatory, and then falls into the category that we've got to start to cheshbin in into our decision-making process?
It's extremely important that the Yisrael Lev Ha'amin, that B'nai Yisrael, we are the heart of all the nations. We also are living in a fishbowl, because everybody wants to see how do the Jews act? How do the Jews react at a time like this? And I think it's important, if there is such a law, that we do wear masks, even if we're not of the personal opinion that you have to wear it. I was walking one of the major avenues in Brooklyn, is Avenue J. I was walking on Avenue J, and a little child was walking together with me. The child, I think, is about 5, but small. Child had a mask. I was wearing a mask. There were families that were coming together, walking up, non-Jewish. They stop. They pointed out, you see the rabbi is wearing the mask, and even his little girl is wearing the mask. Ezek Kiddush Hashem. What happens if they're very strong for wearing masks and I wouldn't have it that day? They'd say, you don't care. And I guess the Jewish people don't care. So we do have to be very careful that we should sometimes go out of our way in order that people should think and should know that we are very concerned about the Bria. And that is extremely important. Kiddush Hashem is the biggest mitzvah in the entire Torah. What's greater than Kiddush Hashem? What's worse than Chilul Hashem? It's the worst. And when they see that we are careful, I think that it adds to the love for Klal Yisrael. Shem Chas Hashem ever be used. You know, there were certain political figures, whether they did wear the mask, whether they didn't wear the mask, and I hate to say it, but there was so much written about that that I was shown. I would say if I was a political advisor, which Baruch Hashem I'm not, I would say, you know what? Whatever your sheet is, wear the mask. People will think you're great. So I would say that wherever possible, we should try to comply with the government regulations at all times. And it will only be good. It will only be good for Klal Yisrael if we do it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't see any more questions. So I have special thank you and regards from Mrs. Edie Davis, Rabbi Yosef Davis's wife. Thank you very much for the very inspiring words, very apropos to this time, this very, very tenuous time we're living in. And Yasher Koach, again, I'm Bez Hashem, we're all looking forward to seeing you in person here back in Chicago. Wishing the Rav and the Mishpacha and everybody a Ksiv Chesima Tova. Thank you very much for everybody, all the attendees who have participated. And again, thank you, Rabbi Goldwasser, for your warm and inspiring words.
Thank you. Ksiv Chesima Tova, a good Kibbenchtior, all the Brochus and Ruchnius and Gashmius, Rav Maskat, to you, the whole Mishpacha Besuras Tovas, into the entire community, to all of Klal Yisrael. We'll hear great news, Bez Hashem, this year.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, Kol Tov, thank you.